Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. What a pleasure for me it is to be able to hang out with you. What an honor it is for me to be able to spend time with you. What a joy it is for me to be able to introduce you to our Brain Trust members, the really smart people who are on the show, the really smart ones, that's right. All those other guys, right? The hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Brain Trust members that we've accumulated, that we've amassed in our community of experts over the last 10 plus years. And the ones that I'm so proud of because they give their time, they give their information and so freely because they care about you, small business owners. They really care about what you're doing. They know that what you're doing is important and they want to give back, and that's the reason they're here. And these are the thought leaders. These are the leaders, the thought leaders in their area of expertise. There isn't anybody more on the cutting edge of what they do than our Brain Trust members. I can promise you that. And you get the benefit of that. You get them firsthand. They're talking to you and giving you their best ideas. And nobody fits that bill more than Tom Markle, who is a serial entrepreneur, the founder of one of the best ideas I've heard in a long time, the chairman, CEO, and founder of iBank.com, which is an online organization that helps small business owners get the capital that they need. And he's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Tom Markle, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Well, it's been a while. We've both been very busy.
Yep, I know. And it's good to have you back. And Tom, one of the things that we're hearing a lot, you know, with the credit crisis that's been going on now for a year, And it's become, you know, gotten a lot worse over the last 6-8 months or so, and now we're kind of digging our way out of it. There's still a lot of information out there. Some of it's good, accurate, some of it's not, about the availability of credit for small businesses. What are you finding out there in the marketplace?
Jim, I think between politicians and they're calling this a squeeze, and nobody in small business thinks this is a squeeze. You squeeze your honey, or you squeeze a pear, but this is a crisis. And we're in a crisis because when we process about $13.5 billion a month of small business loan requests, and we're growing about 11% a month on those requests. And on March 16th, as you know, Bear Stearns had its meltdown. And
right.
While the small business owner doesn't really know who Bear Stearns is, the whole credit market, that is the lending side, said we're just going to stop and we're going to hold off lending. And we were, of that $13.5 billion, we were processing about $9 billion through lenders. So about 71% was getting seen or touched by a lender, and today it's running about half that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening, you know, in the credit grid, you've got in America, you got about 30% of the people in America, Jim, have A credit. About 40% have B credit, and about 30% have C credit. And when you look at the credit market, you figure that lenders can get deals done in the B and C market. So about 70% of the market, and some can get C because they've got some assets and so on. But it's really an asset lending kind of B minus to C, where you can get the unsecured credit kind of B plus A. And what we've seen since March 16th is about 35% getting funded. So you're really talking about only the A paper virtually mm-hmm. getting funded, leaving the guy that was getting funded, the B, and maybe some of the C, out looking for capital. And how this is working, Jim, is take a home worth $1 million, let's say, before March 16th. Normally, you could get about an 80% loan on a home, 90% loan on a home at $1 million. Well, now what they're doing, Jim, is they're saying, all right, let's take that home and let's take 30% off of it. So let's go. Let's $100,000, and then let's only lend you half of that.
Right. And so now you either can't get if you're getting the loan, a fresh loan, you can't get what you need, and if you've already got the loan, you're upside down with regard to refinancing.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
By the way, folks,
if you're wondering why Tom used the $1 million example instead of the $300,000 example or $200,000 example, it's because he lives in California. They don't have many $200,000 houses in California. They got a lot of $1 million houses, right, Tom?
That's right, Jim. Sorry.
you forgot that most of the rest of us, Tom, live in flyover America where things are more reasonable. Hold on to that thought, Tom. Tom Markle's with us, folks. He's one of our top capital experts. He's going to be with us as we come back after these messages. It's 20 till. Hear the Drifters to take us out.
But when you're walking down that street and you ain't had it.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and a little ZZ Top brain is back. A little sharp-dressed man like our good friend Tom Markle. Tom's always a sharp-dressed man. He's founder and the chairman and CEO of iBank.com, and Tom's a member of our brain trust. We're talking about capitalizing our business. You know, Tom, for a long time, for many, many years, way back into the 90s and even earlier than that, small business owners didn't have a lot of options for capitalization, but they had a few. They could go to investors, which was somewhat limited. They could go to their bank, and they could go to more than one bank. There was a time when I worked with, I actually had relationships with three or four banks, and we always had credit cards. We always had the access to credit by credit cards. One of my friends now has the number one global company for a certain kind of software on the planet. I mean, he's got 65% of the market share on the planet for his kind of software. And when he founded his company, he told me that he could not have done it had he not had like $90,000 worth of credit availability on his credit cards. Today, you and I both know, over the last 12 months, his $90,000 worth of credit availability would probably have been cut down to a third of that or less.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And therefore, his company wouldn't have survived. Where did he have those circumstances back in those days?
Well, you know, right after March 16th, our small businesses that were, coming on to iBank said to us, Wells Fargo and American Express just cut our credit limit to whatever our outstandings were on that
right.
day.
Right.
So if you had a $100,000 credit card, you'd only borrow $50,000 on it. That became your new credit limit.
Mm-hmm.
So then you had to start paying down on the $50,000, and that is a severe headache for every small business that has a credit line, and they only. That day it became the maximum credit line of whatever your outstandings were.
In a small business, folks, if those of you who are in this know what I'm talking about, your cash flow, think of it like a bathtub. You got water coming in, you got water going out. A bathtub with the stoppers out of the drain. And what you're trying to do is at least keep enough water going in as is going out. And when somebody turns the faucet either off or down, but they don't change what's going out, that's a real problem for small businesses.
It really is.
Now, this is where, Tom, with all due respect to your organization and what you guys do, the outstanding work that you do, this is where why I've always said, and I'm going to stand by this regardless of who's on my show or what we're talking about, I'm going to stand by this advice because I think it's good. That I still say that every small business owner must have a close relationship with a local independent community bank. Because, Tom, you know, what you do, as I say, I know it's wonderful, but the people that you put them with, that you put customers with can't have the kind of face-to-face relationships with independent as an independent community bank does. But I'm not saying you have that instead of others. I mean, it's not either or; it's both and. But you got to have both.
Well, that's right, Jim. We completely support that thinking of yours. I just gave a speech to the Small Business Minority Conference in L.A. last week, and the topic was dig under every rock and bring your computer.
Right.
And the concept is that most of the small businesses think that if I just have that relationship with my local lender, I'm okay. I can sit back and I'll be fine. And what happens more likely than not is the local lender moves to another bank.
Right. They get bought out.
They decide to get out of that category. The board of directors say, hey, you know, business is not what we're going to fund anymore. They drop your line. So we're saying, you know, have more than one relationship. You got to have.
I'll give you an example. I mean, you know, we purchased in the last 2-3 years, my wife and I both have purchased a new car. And I could have borrowed the money at the bank. The banker wanted to loan me the money. But I chose to go to and let the manufacturer provide me with the credit that I needed. But not because it was all that much better deal, although it was a little bit, but because I wanted to diversify my credit lines.
Yeah.
You don't want your credit all in one basket, but you gotta have your, in my opinion, your foundation relationship must be an independent community bank. And then when you need a lease, when you need to lease equipment, you go to somewhere like iBank.com.
Right. I mean, there's all kinds. We have 99 loan programs for small business. We're talking factoring, accounts receivable financing, working capital, SBA loans, equipment financing of all kinds, commercial mortgage financing.
The thing that you do that's really important, Tom, and I've said this before, is you're a clearinghouse for lots of different capitalization options. And I don't know of anything else out there like that. So that's the reason I like telling my audience about iBank.com. But what do you think? You see any easing at all? Do you see anything easing up at all?
You know, I think we're going to have some real credit issues between, you know, now and then after the first year after the election. I think they've done some research at some of the large mutual funds to say that each year after a presidential election, it's gotten real rough.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're right back with Tom Markle. He's the founder of iBank.com. That's iBank.com. Check it out, folks. I think you'll enjoy spending some time on that website. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and the archives of our shows and all the different ways you can listen to our show, including the simulcast, the live simulcast, which we've been doing now since January of 98. That's 1998, by the way. Long time, over 10 years. And then, of course, you can check out our Brain Trust members at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can read articles to your little heart's content. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And then, of course, also is on our blog, which you can check out. And don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. Tom Markle is on both of our websites. He's a contributor to all the things that we do, and he's the founder and CEO of iBank.com. And we're talking about capitalizing. Are you getting your business capitalized even in the tough times? Tom, one of the things that I think that small business owners need to focus more on is making sure that they don't use long-term credit for short-term purposes and short-term credit for long-term purposes, and that they don't capitalize something if they can lease it. What do you think?
Well, leasing is the primary way to generate more cash flow. And depreciate, instead of using depreciation, you use expense on your balance sheet and on your income statement.
Right.
And I think that it's, you know, with equipment today, having useful lives that is less and less each year, it's very important to think about refreshing your technology, especially when it comes to technology leasing, and refreshing that every couple of years as fast as things are moving, you know. You've got chips that are now faster. You've got bandwidth on computers faster, and you know it's a lot easier, and it also helps build credit.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Right. Let me ask you a question. I noticed that some of the car leasing is coming to an abrupt halt. Chrysler has completely stopped leasing in the United States. Some of the others have squeezed their leasing options a lot. How is that working with other types of equipment for small business? Are you seeing any kind of a compression, any kind of a restriction on leasing for equipment?
We are seeing a little bit of that. We just saw a brief hiccup in that, again, back in March and in April, and now it's back full speed again. They were really charging quite a bit of money, 18%, almost like a credit card for leasing all types of equipment. And you know, now it's back down to some pretty competitive rates, and they're back funding again. So
okay,
I think that scare in the market was there. But, you know, they've got a good asset. They've got a current asset. With the technology companies now having good stock, good stock reports, I think that whole thing is back. And of course, as you know, there's all kinds of equipment, manufacturing, industrial, agricultural, all kinds of things. So it runs the gamut. But you know, everybody has to have technology in their business, and that's the hardest thing to get financed. And now that's coming back.
What do you see over the next 6 months for credit? Do you see it easing up and becoming a little more readily available, or what?
Yeah, I think it will be. I like you, Jim. I think the community banks are going to start waking back up again and saying, "Hey, we've got to lend money. They're overfunded. We've got deposits. We've got to figure out what to lend on." The credit unions, I think, are another great area of opportunity for credit. They when you think about a credit union, Jim, they used to lend on cars. They do that anymore?
No.
They used to lend on mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
Do they do that anymore?
Mm-hmm.
They used to lend on, watercraft. I mean, what can you lend on anymore? Student loans? I mean, you know, what do you get out there when you have all these deposits and you're paying 5% out to the depositor?
And those deposits are liabilities on their assets, on their balance sheet, I mean.
That's exactly.
They don't turn it into an asset until they loan it to you.
That's exactly right. So when you think about what's out there to lend on.
Yeah.
Where's the safe stuff? Pianos? I mean, vacuum cleaners? I mean, what do you lend on today? So they've got to be looking at opportunities, and I think even the community lender is going to wake up and say, I've got to make some loans, and I just can't wait. And I think they're going to take a little breath, which they've done now, but I agree with you, Jim. Time to get back into your local markets.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we're going iBank local. iBank Denver, iBank Phoenix, iBank Boise. We're going to go to a
good
local experience. Kind of like a virtual chamber.
Give us the website again.
www.ibank.com, the information bank for small business.
So check it out, folks. And Tom, thanks for being here. Good information today. And I'll see you in 2 weeks in Chicago.
I always look forward to seeing you, Jim.
Yep.
Wonderful job for small business.
I appreciate it. You do too. And so I'll see you in Chicago in 2 weeks. He and I are going to be at the American Chamber of Commerce. I'm sorry, at the American Small Business Development Center's conference in Chicago in a couple of weeks. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.